What am I doing here? This tavern is teeming with humans. There isn't an elven male in sight. And those candles are smoking something awful. At least the winter ale is good. Actually, really good. Well, that's one thing that humans are good for. This adventure has been a total wash. 100 gold, what kind of quest reward is that? Well, and this little violet I've tucked behind my ear. Enchanted so that it will never wilt. It's pretty. But the quest reward that I wanted was a kiss. Seriously, is that too much for a chaste but voluptuous elf maiden to ask? I saved that arrogant high elf's life, and I saw how he looked at me, with his eyes like 2 round moons, and he didn't even kiss me. Some gratitude. I'm sure that I'm the best elf archer this side of the Crystal Forest. And, well, I am beautiful. And here I am, alone, at a tavern, getting slowly tipsy, surrounded by all these humans drinking and singing and, belching. Oh, what am I doing here? Maybe Father was right. I could have stayed home, married some elven merchant with a big purse, and just settled down to give him a baby once in a millennium or so. He didn't even ask my name. He took one look at my forest clothes and the sword scar across my cheek and the dirt smudged on my skin after battle, and he was like,
"Well, you aren't quite a proper elf maiden, are you?"
Yeah, well, a proper elf maiden would have just swooned instead of saving your high-caste rump from those marauding trolls, wouldn't she? You could admire your proper elf maiden while they cook you both in a pot. Probably a half-elf. Bet he's half an elf under his belt. He was really pretty, though. Couldn't he have given me just one little kiss? And now I'm out of ale. Great. It isn't fair. I'm not tipsy enough yet to deal with the fact that I'll probably be a chaste virgin until I reach my 4th century. Am I not pretty enough? My eyes are green as the depths of an enchanted lake. My ears are pointed and so cute. My skin is flawless and elven young. Well, except for the scar, but forget about that. My bosom is full and soft, and my hair is like silk. I guess my hair was disheveled. Strands of it stuck to my cheek with sweat from battle. But don't I look fetching when I'm sweaty? I'm sure I must. Half-elf. It's not fair. What's this? Tavern keeper, I didn't order another drink. I didn't. I spent nearly all my gold at your village merchant to buy this breastplate of superior agility, which I thought was going to be an actual breastplate. You know, a metal plate that protects my breasts. Instead, it's this skimpy little bra of enchanted satin that barely even covers my nipples. Just look. It's such a delicate little thing. Little red ribbons and bows. And just look. You can see the swell of my breasts, their soft cream moving with each breath I take. And in battle, my lush elven breasts would fall right out of this thing. Some breastplate. To say nothing of this satin miniskirt of greater stealth, which barely covers my thighs and isn't even remotely lore-friendly. Anyway, I clearly can't afford another drink. Even if it foams so appealingly, and it smells like just what I need right now, but I can't. Please, take this drink away and banish it to some dark place where it can't tempt me.
Are you serious? Someone bought this drink for me? Oh wow, is that like a human thing? A quaint, primitive custom of yours? Do humans buy each other drinks? That man over there? Oh, he's... Wow. He's big. Do humans often get that big? Oh, he looks like he could snap, sir. You must be a half-elf like a dry branch. Those arms. Wow. It's frightfully warm in this tavern. Don't you have any windows? Oh, he's looking at me. Oh my. I'll just... here, hand me the drink. I have a little ale trickling down my chin, dripping onto my very unprotected bosom. Well, that's fetching. Tavern keeper, would you do me a favor and go talk to that masculine behemoth over there and, inquire about his name, his parentage, his, the nature of his interest in me? Like, why has he bought me a drink? And are his muscles naturally all firm and big like that, or is it some kind of enchantment? Oh, wait. He's not sitting there anymore. Where did he go? Tavern keeper, forgive my incivility, but I must leave at once. Oh, I've knocked over the stool. Well, this is not like me at all. I am graceful. Excuse me, I need to go find that... that male beast. And, he's standing right behind me, isn't he? Oh, hello, male human person. Hi, you are big. Well, I'm Celiana. It's really quite lovely to meet you, and thank you for that gift of fluids. Not fluids, the drinky thing that you sent me. Ooh, it's really hot in here now. I'm sweaty, aren't I? Oh, and my hair is sticking to my face again. I'm botching this. I'm sorry. I really am very young. Barely 350, and... Well, I guess you're probably used to the untutored ways of grunting human women. So anything that comes tumbling from my lips probably sounds like music to you, doesn't it? In my sensual elven voice. And when I knocked over that stool right in front of you, well, I'm still probably much more elegant and refined and bosomy than your shapeless human women, aren't I? Get it together, Celiana. Do you have a name? You've taken my hand. That's daring of you, human beast. And you're kissing my fingers. Well, I don't know what to think. And my wrist. You have very soft lips. Very soft. Well, really soft. Oh, how hungrily you kiss me. I wonder how those lips would feel on mine. Oh.
You taste like adventure and wood smoke and man. Do that again. Wow, your mouth is so wet and so good. Are you smelling my hair? Oh, I can smell you too. Oh, wow, your scent. You smell like just what I need right now. Wait, what am I saying? Oh, I'm afraid the significant quantity of your winter ale I've imbibed is affecting me a little. Can we sit down? Oh, you're holding me right here against your unbuttoned shirt in your very hirsute chest. Seriously, is this fur? What is this? It's like hair sprouting from your chest. It's really soft under my fingers. Do all humans have chest hair like this? Or were you cursed? You aren't a werewolf, are you? That would be awful. Because you see, I left my bow by my bed upstairs, and well, I have a very sharp knife strapped to my calf, but it isn't silver, and I'm much too tipsy right now, aren't I? And I do not want to be torn to pieces tonight. That would be a terrible ending to an unimpressive day. And, oh, you're not a werewolf. Okay, all right. That's good. That's really good. You're holding me very close. And you have my breasts squished up against your chest. Oh, and you're kissing my cheek. Kissing my scar. You really think I'm lovely? Oh, yes. Your hands are very warm on my bosom. And I guess I do need something to holding my breasts to protect them. And this breastplate of superior agility certainly isn't doing the job. Oh, how do you do that? Sliding your hands under the satin like that. Just cupping my breasts. Your hands are so warm. Keep doing that. Mortal warrior, you should know this is a... This is a terrible idea. You're human and primitive and you have really strong hands. You realize that all your fellow human savages are watching us, don't you? You don't care. No, I guess I don't either. By the wells of Evra, your mouth on my throat. Wow. I can't even breathe. I'm only an elf maiden. Chaste and pure, delicate. I might swoon. You're carrying me. All right, well, if I swoon, I guess I'm safe. Where are we going? Upstairs, where the other feral humans won't see you kiss a girl of the elven race. Where they won't see you make her quiver. Mm. Oh, I really like your kisses. Does it feel good to a human if I kiss your neck? Oh, I can taste the sweat on your skin. Are you just back from a battle, too?
Giant spiders, really?
You saved a farmer and his family from web lurkers? And now you're here carrying me into my room. Oh, setting me on a bed. Oh, no. Not my bed. Not my room. This is your bed, isn't it? Why am I in your bed, warrior? Is something going to happen to me in this bed? Really? I'm your quest reward? You get much better quest rewards than I do. Oh. Oh, dear goddess. That's my quest reward? I take it back, then. That is a very big reward. I didn't really know they came in that size. That is not an elven cock, is it? Not elven at all. You're on top of me, you bold beast. Oh, I'm very tipsy. And this is happening very fast, and oh, your whispers intoxicate me more than the winter ale. Oh, if you keep doing that, I won't be able to think or speak or do anything but whimper. Oh, I won't even remember my own name. Oh, you've lit a flame between my thighs. How have you done this to me? Where there goes my breastplate. You've tossed it onto the floor. That's all right. It wasn't doing me much good anyway. Oh, yes. Cover my breasts with your hands. Oh, goddess. Hands of superior sexiness. Yes, my warrior. Protect my breasts with your hands. Hold them so firmly. Well, I'm wet. I can feel my warm honey trickling down my thighs under my skirt. Oh, I'm so, so wet. Oh, how did you do this to me? Oh, you're so, so primitive. Oh, so primal. So, oh, so hungry. Oh, suckling my breast. Oh, human. Oh, human. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, so that's what it feels like, having my breast suckled by a warm, wet, strong mouth. And licked. Oh, yes. Lick my nipple. I like it. I really like it. Oh. And you're tugging at my skirt. Okay. Okay, well, what am I doing? I'm shimmying out of my skirt, that's what I'm doing. This is really, really not a good idea. I'm naked, except for the thingy. Too tipsy. Thingy, the the knife strapped to my thigh. I still have that. Oh, you're unbuckling it. Oh, and you're throwing it. Oh, all right. No knife. No knife. Defenseless. That's exciting. I'm defenseless and naked in the arms of a ravaging primal beast. Oh, you realize that you're just a grunting, primitive human, and you should not have your hands on my perfect elven body. Groping me like this, leaving bruises in the shape of your fingers where you grip me. I'm an elf maiden, and you are a feral animal that happens to have the shape of an elf. And really warm hands. And a really, really big cock. Oh, your kisses on my breasts. Why are you lifting my wrists above my head? Crossing them? Tying them in your belt. You're binding me. Oh, that belt is tight. I'm tied up. I'm really, really tied up. Mortal warrior, do you realize I've slaughtered entire goblin warbands from the treetops? Put an arrow through the eye of a dragon in the Hellfrost Mountains? And I've never once been tied up. You have me naked on my back, tied up in your bed. And if I wriggle... Oh, wow. You really aren't letting me get away at all. I can squirm, but you're on top of me. Muscling your hips between my soft elven thighs. I'm helpless. Captured. How did this happen? What are you going to do to me, human warrior? My father did say I needed to be careful. Adventuring in the forest. That trolls would want to eat me and human savages would want to ravish me. And that if I wasn't vigilant all times, some human warrior might catch me and tie me up and force himself on me by his campfire in the dark forest night. Is that what you want to do to me, human? Ravish me? Are you going to use me for your pleasure? Oh, your fingers. Oh, right there. On my blossom. Oh, I'm dripping on your fingers. That stick in the rear high elf was right. I'm not a proper elf maiden. But... I am... chaste. Still chaste. Oh, you're fondling my thigh. Oh, yes, you can do that, human. I really can't get my wrists free. Human, I'm a virgin. 356 years is far too long. Even for an immortal elf woman. And see, my ears are sweetly pointed and my nipples are hard as little berries and my thighs are warm. I know you desire me and you crave my innocent young flesh. You want me. And I can feel that brutal cock of yours so unforgivingly thick against my hip.
I'm really, really tipsy and helpless and dangerously wet. Oh, do it. Do it, you savage, primitive, masculine beast. Take advantage of me. Take my virginity. Please, please, mate with me. Ravage me as you desire. Come on, do it, warrior. I'm bound and pinned under your hard body. If I scream for help, you can cover my mouth with your hand. Anyway, in this tavern, there are only barbarian humans to hear my cries. Oh, I can't stop you from plucking my innocent elven flower. Take me as roughly as you take your uncultured human women. Rut in me. Oh, use me. No, really. Ravage me. It's taking an awfully long time for you to rape me, human male. And it is unseemly to make an elf maiden of the Eternal Forest beg for her deflowering, especially at the rough hands of a rutting animal. Why are you kissing your way down my belly like that? Aren't you supposed to thrust your cock in me? You're just breathing in my scent between my thighs. That is really embarrassing, human beast, having you just smell me like that, where my petals are naked and spread open by your fingers. I'm barely hidden under all the soft, silky hair between my legs. What are you... Oh! You bit me! You animal! And your lips... You're kissing my... My mouth! My soft mouth! And my... Oh, goddess! Oh! You're licking me there! Wait! Oh, my elven pussy is far too sensitive for your warm... wet, brutish human tongue. I am not one of your coarse human females, you brute. My petals are so soft. I can't possibly bear this sweet torture. Oh, you have to stop. Oh, dear goddess. I can't. It's so hot. So hot. Oh, your mouth is magic. Better than any enchantment in the elf woods. Oh, I've found another thing besides ale you humans are good at. Oh, I'm tied. I can't stop you. Lick me. Lick me as much as you like, mortal. Oh, my. I'm going to surrender. Oh, you've had me tied up, and you're licking me, and I'm going to surrender. Oh, I can't believe this. Oh, I can't believe it. I surrender. Oh, my goddess. Oh, 356 years. Oh, that was much too long to go without that.
Oh, what you did to me. Oh, you're climbing on top of me. Straddling my chest. Oh, that cock is big. Oh, yes. Take my breasts. Squeeze them together. Oh, by the seven moons. Oh, you're sliding that hard, hot cock between my breasts. Oh, wow. Does that feel good? My full breasts, their soft, soft caress along every inch of your cock. No, you are rutting between my breasts. You are an animal, just like Father said. You're so rough. Just rolling those hips and rutting on me. Oh, that cock is so hard between my breasts. Oh, you're making the bed creak. Oh, does this feel good? Does this feel good? Using my breasts? You want what? You want what? You want me to spit on your cock? Get your cock wet and sloppy? Is that what human women do? I'm your tied elven captive. I'm not in any position to refuse. Oh, no matter how you choose to degrade and defile my virginal elven body. Yes, lift your cock toward my face. Oh, you smacked my mouth with it! You brute! Again? All right. Oh, wow. Your cock just throbs as you stroke it. Oh, rubbing my spit up and down your shaft. Oh, yes. Oh, slide it between my breasts again. That feels so strange. Oh, your cock. Wet and hard and brutal between my breasts. You're going to cover my mouth and fuck my tits. You've made a sweaty mess, warrior. Oh, my. Yes, I'll kiss it. I'll kiss your cock. Oh, flipping me onto my belly. Why? You're on top of me. So fucking big. Oh, my goddess. I can't move at all. You're pulling my hair. And your cock is right there. At my flower. No. Oh, you can't mean to rutten me from behind. You may be a primal savage, but I am an elf maiden. I'm not an animal. You can't do this. Let me up. You... Mm. hardly breathe. Oh, you're so big in me. So big. Oh, human. Human. Oh, you animal. Oh, just taking what you want from me. Oh, just taking what you want. Oh. Your fist in my hair. What are you? Oh, you brute. I'm so wet. Oh, I'm clenched around you so tight. Tied up and raped by a human animal. Oh, do it to me. Oh, do it to me. Oh, you're so deep. Oh, how can a cock be so big in me? Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, show me what a human male can do to me. Oh, break me, human. Oh, break me. Oh, fuck your tipsy little elf girl. Father, he would kill you for doing this to me. You know that, right? Oh, yes, grip my breast. Squeeze my breast. Oh, bruise me, warrior. Oh, claim me. I needed this and I never knew. I wanted a kiss. And now I'm being taken by a hard human ape. Oh, rape me. Oh, rape me, human. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess. Oh, goddess. Oh, yes, twist my nipples. Oh, pound me. Oh, destroy me. Oh, I'm going to surrender again. Oh, I'm going to flood your cock. I'm going to drench your cock. Oh, Wait, what? No, not inside me. Not inside me. Wait. Wait, come on my breasts. Come on my breasts. Oh, you will not spawn in me, you beast. I'm an elven woman. You do not get to breed me. You do not get to pump me full of your seed. Get off me. You filled me. Don't you know how fertile elf women are? You filled me with a child, human warrior. I wanted a kiss, and you filled my womb. Oh, you're pulling out of me. Oh, I feel your hot, sticky seed leaking out of me. Oh, my goddess. Oh, my thighs are still shaking from that orgasm. What is happening to me? I was a virgin, and you took me. Not as an elf lord would. With song and reverence, but like a brute in the forest. And I'm still so wet. What you made me feel, warrior. What are you doing with my breastplate of superior agility? Tying my bound wrists to the bed? What? Wait! Oh, when you grab my breast like that. Okay, now your sweet little elf captive is tied to the bed. Oh, you've stood up and you're just looking at me. Oh, your eyes are hot. Here, I'll roll onto my back so you can see me better. See me wriggle for you? Here I am. You're Celiana. You're tied, well-fucked little elf girl. My wrists above my head and my legs open wide. I imagine my soft elven pussy is swollen and red from how roughly you took me. My breasts bounce as I squirm. Wait. Where are you going? Downstairs to get more ale for us? You can't leave me like this! What if someone comes in? What if the tavern keeper comes? No, don't take my satin miniskirt of greater stealth with you! Don't! I know it barely covers anything, but I need it! You can't sell it for ale! I won't have anything to wear! You animal! You're going to bring the ale up and then rotten me again? Is that so? Well, maybe I won't let you. I am an adventurer, a troll slayer, a hunter of the woods. Maybe I'll get my knife. Maybe I'll get free. All right. Kiss me like that, and you can do anything to me tonight. I'm still gonna squirm loose, though. Don't be long. I'm bound to your bed and so wet. Don't be long. Please. Please. Oh, I've been ravished. I've been really, really ravished by a human male. And I'm tied so tightly to his bed. Oh, and I can feel his cum trickling out of me. What's going to happen to me? Wow, he tied me well. Oh, and he is so, so vigorous. Oh, you animal. You just mounted me and took me. Oh, come back, human. Come back. My thighs are soaked. I'm really not a proper elf maiden. Oh, I feel like such a wet little animal. Oh, my clit is aching for your touch. Oh, and the whole room smells like me. Like you mating me. Oh, hurry back. Take me, human. Ravish me. Oh, me all night.